This is the Sean Salisbury Show, brought to you by Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today.
You can't handle the truth.
Follow the show on Twitter at S. Salisbury Show.
Hold that thought.
From the Quicken Loans Studios in Houston, with the bench warmers, here's Sean Salisbury.
Is that right?
Congrats to Venus Williams. Grateful to have you guys on here. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. Robin Carlin, as always. Brian Barrett, the Pale Prodigy. Adam Sager. That's not the Pale Prodigy. That is. And Ron Culver, and I'm Sean Salisbury. We're joined now. We're going to teach you guys how to look good, to be smart, and how to answer questions. Okay? Do you guys understand how to do that?
Well, I feel like yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. To look good. Let's leave that part out. Braids and beauty, but. And she also, we're joined now by, well, she's Miss New York. She just competed in the Miss USA pageant. Hannah Lopa, who's also our pit reporter for Moto America. And you can find her on BN Sports all year long.
Nice.
So we're joined now by Miss New York, Hannah Lopa. Hannah,
hi,
welcome
guys.
To the Sean Salisbury. Good. How are you? What's going on?
Just hanging out. I'm still in Vegas here. So I'm headed back to New York tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay. So tell us, mere mortals, how do you prepare for a fun competition like that on the mental side? Because you have no idea what they're going to ask you. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just really studying up on current events. There's this app called The Skim, and that's where they were going to source a lot of their questions from this year. But it kind of simplifies all the important news and things that are happening currently in the world. So that made it really, really easy. I work with various different coaches and train and practice interview and a lot of hot yoga. Honestly, yoga gets me like in a very healthy place mentally. But I think just being confident in yourself and knowing your beliefs and your personal opinions of things helps a lot.
Okay, and what's that hot yoga thing called again? What's that called?
Bikram.
Yeah, Bikram yoga.
I was going to say torture.
Yeah. There you go, torture. So, Hannah, like the morning of an event, because like I said, I'm fascinated by the pressure that you guys have to deal with. So the morning of event, will you do Bikram yoga that day? Before you go out, like before this Miss USA pageant, would you do it that same day?
No, not typically. Usually, I think it's a lot like athletes and a lot like motorcycle racers. You find a lot of them with headphones in and really just trying to get in the zone and focus. Obviously, it's a much different sport. I would definitely call it a sport, though. These girls are definitely pretty tough, and they can be intimidating at times. But just staying focused and really getting in the zone, listening to music, that really helps me focus like an athlete would almost.
This is Hannah Lopa. She does Moto America for us. She's a pit reporter. She's also Miss New York, and she was in the Miss USA pageant. So really a lot more versatile than the four of us sitting in this thing. Just slightly. Okay, Hannah, let's have a little fun with this now. You don't need to mention any state names or where they're from. There has to be some of them that are catty, though. Like that you said, intimidating. They're like, oh, this chick is just so irritating. There's got to be, like we do in locker rooms, there's got to be one or two that you say, I don't think I'd go out and have a beer with her.
Out of 51 contestants, in the beginning, I think everybody starts off really strong and is trying to hold it together, but girls get tired and girls get cranky and things do get competitive. And, you know, there's been girls who have had their moments or, you know, lost it and couldn't hold it together. And I mean, that's understandable. I think there's a certain level of camaraderie, but at the end of the day, we each want to finish better than the next girl. So it's kind of one of those things. Again, it's almost like a sport. It's like you need to have an athletic, like competitive mentality. But there was definitely a few moments sometimes you notice a girl starting to kind of click together and there's different groups of friends. But I mean, for the most part, I kept my head down and stayed focused and I had a lot of fun and I walked away with a lot of friends. I mean, today we're in Vegas and I'm hanging out with a bunch of the girls today now that the competition is over. So, you know, there are some girls, and obviously in any sport, in any situation, there's always going to be people like that. But I think if you're the kind of person that's deserving of the title or deserving of a win of any kind in any sport, you know, you're going to make friends and you're going to do what you need to do, but you're still going to have humility. You're still going to have virtue. You're going to be a good person.
Okay, what's the craziest question you've ever been asked at one of these events, like whether it's like when you're younger to get to Miss USA? What's the craziest one where you wanted to look at the guy who asked that? Are you out of your mind? What's the craziest question?
They haven't asked too many crazy ones. Some hard ones. At New York, 2 years ago, I got asked how I feel about immigration in the United States and things like that, and that was obviously before Trump was in office and everything. During practice, during rehearsal this week, they were doing silly, like, fluff practice questions, and one of them was, like, if aliens came to Earth, what would you say to them? And we were all dying laughing.
What was your answer? What was your answer?
Oh, they didn't ask me that. One of the girls was really funny about it. She's like, I would ask them if they spoke English.
I love it.
All right, between swimsuit, evening wear, and the interview, which is your favorite and why?
That's a hard one because I love to be on stage. I grew up dancing and everything. Obviously, much different than my life now in motorcycles and being in the motorsports industry. But I love, love, love to be on stage, and I love being in a swimsuit and just feeling powerful and feeling feminine and being able to do something like that. While it's, you know, sometimes it's frowned upon and people say that pageants are over-sexualized and things like that. Like, that's empowering as a woman for me. But I think I would have to say interview is my favorite portion just because it's really the only opportunity that I get to show the judges what kind of person I am. You know, I get to show them Hannah, and I get to talk about my interests and different causes that I advocate for. So I think I would say interview.
Okay. Hannah Lopa, who's Miss New York, was in the Miss USA pageant, also is our pit reporter here at BN Sports. You can catch her all the time on Moto America, killing it for us. All right, Hannah, the winner, Kara McCullough from D.C., right? She's now Miss USA.
Yep.
Were you shocked? Did she deserve? I mean, I didn't get to see the competition because I was traveling. So what? Tell us what her favorite trait of yours is.
Her favorite trait of mine?
No, I mean your favorite trait that she has that caused her to be the winner.
For one, she's incredibly intelligent. She's very educated. She's a nuclear scientist. You know, she has a degree in chemistry. She's so intelligent and well-spoken. But she's very down-to-earth. I had the opportunity to do a commercial shoot in New York City with her a couple weeks before the pageant. And she was just a really cool girl, like someone you could really just easily talk to and want to be friends with. And I think that she's a little bit more relatable for people than, you know, somebody who is someone that you can't, you know, they're so beautiful that they're unapproachable, or they're extraordinarily gorgeous but they can't hold a conversation, things like that. So I think that she's relatable, she's down to earth, she's approachable, she's a really cool chick. Like, I'm very, very happy for her. Not to mention, she really is so intelligent, and I think that, you know, she'll go on to the Miss Universe competition and she's going to represent the United States incredibly well.
I think that's awesome. That's Kara McCullough, who is D.C., right?
Right?
There you go. Now, okay, so what's your hidden talent? I mean, tell us, what are you, a singer, a musician? What's your hidden talent that we don't know?
I mean, I don't think they're going to let me do a burnout on the stage or anything, so motorcycles are probably out of the question.
Okay.
But
I'm a Harley guy, so I'm okay for it. I'm all right with motorcycle talk. So, all right, so what's your talent? Tell us one of your talents.
I would probably do some kind of dance, but there is no talent competition in the Miss USA pageant.
Oh, okay.
That's actually the Miss America pageant, so they are two different ones. I'm actually ineligible to compete in that one because I am too old.
Too old.
Ageism.
Yeah, see? So how long will you continue to do this? You say too old, but will you compete again for Miss USA and Miss New York again? Do you have to, redo it every year to win?
No, the way the rule works is that it's one and done. So I can compete for Miss New York USA as many times until I win or until I age out, and then that's it. There is an expiration date. So once you win your state title, you are no longer eligible to compete in your state or any other state. Once you hit the Miss USA stage, that's it. You get one chance for all the marbles.
Okay, who's your favorite athlete in the world?
That's really hard. I would have to say Valentino Rossi, just because I'm a huge, huge, huge motorcycle fan. I think it's really funny that, you know, I went from being a Disney princess to riding motorcycles and covering motorcycle racing. But I think Valentino just has such a huge following, and he's so talented, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks or what anybody says about him or his age. He's an athlete, and he's going to do whatever it takes to keep doing what he loves to do. So I have a lot of respect for him for that reason.
The name and the face is Hannah Lopa, and the voice, Moto America, our pit reporter on BN Sports all the time. You can tell she's got all these skills. She's also Miss New York and just competed in the Miss USA pageant. And we can't thank you enough for enlightening us on stuff that we are far less talented than you and far more clueless than you. And we appreciate you sharing your time. You're allowed to come join us anytime. We need to add this fun to our show. So we appreciate your time, Hannah.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. That's Hannah Lopa. That's a talented gal. So now they got to have a talent for the Miss America contest. I mean, Miss Universe? Is that what they said, or Miss America?
The difference between USA and America is the talent competition.
Okay, so that is the thing that distinguishes
right,
the two.
Right,
okay.
So that's why I asked her swimsuit, evening right. wear, and interview. Those are the only three in the Miss
and
USA.
And so, Kara McCall, see how ignorant I am to this brand. Have you ever watched the Miss USA pageant?
I wish I knew it was on. I would have.
Yeah,
Adam
there
did.
You go.
Adam was tweeting about
yes,
it.
Yes, and Kara McCullough, she's the talented, smart, and
very pretty girl.
Yes, and brilliant. That was great. Thanks for having Hannah Lope on. Great job. Nice.